As the year draws to a close, private and state organizations have started rounding up the activities and planning to usher in the new year. One of such is Strategic Communications, Stratcom, which has organized a praise and worship service dubbed Praise Jam at the National Theatre in Accra. It was meant to join the heart and voices of Christians in worship to express appreciation for divine mercies. The first Bible reading was performed by the president of the GGA, Arthur Money, and the second by Linda Miracle of Stratcom. Musicians who performed at the service included Minister Kofi Daninetti, Pastor Helen Yorson, and Becky Bonney. Martin Finn is the chief operating officer of Stratcom.
We believe our talent and strength, which we use to work, comes from the Almighty God, that we must not stop giving Him thanks for His goodness. I existed in the communications industry for the past 19 years by the grace of God, and we must trust that next year He will see us through to celebrate our 20th anniversary. Praise be to God. We as Stratcom Africa are able to provide a national and international client with professional communications and reputation management services of the highest quality because of the wonderful talent that God has given to us. With these God-given talents, Stratcom Africa continues to develop and implement systematic and comprehensive communication strategies that achieve profitability for individuals as well as organizations, both national and international. In prior to the Praise Jam, we carefully selected some of Ghana's best musicians as well as praise and worship leaders. Each one of them will, in their own personal way, usher us into the presence of God tonight. I believe you have seen the peace of God. You would like to send this evening the dedication of God, the dedication of God's goodness, declaring it with us and trusting Him to take us all safely into 2014 and beyond.
That was Martin Finn, Chief Operating Officer of Stratcom at Media Communications Group, speaking at a Thanksgiving Praise Worship in Accra.